There we go. Unhappiness does not belong to me. This is Dr. Herbert L. Varley, Dean of the University of Healing, with Thought for Today here in Campo, California. Unhappiness does not belong to me. You say, well, that's a natural statement. Anyone would make a statement like that and say, of course, that's what I believe. Unhappiness does not belong to me. But do you mean it? Do you really mean it? Do you ever say anything about yourself that is not nice? Do you ever say you can't do something? Do you ever say something is difficult? We had a talk this morning about a young man. His name is Brian. And as we were talking about him, we were saying the different things that he was doing and different things that he was saying. And all we could do was think of nice things to say about him. I mean, would you like somebody to go around saying the things that we say about him about you? Wouldn't that be neat? If everybody went around saying things about us, like we said about Brian? I mean, he must be a very special guy. Now, what makes him special? It's not his intelligence. It's not his background. It's not his family. It's nothing, anything like that. It's his attitude. Pure and simple, his attitude. He wants to do everything right. And if he is employed, he wants to work. If it's working time, he wants to work. If it is break time, he wants to take a break. When it's time to go home and have lunch or supper or whatever with his kid, he's gone. He's gone. But he doesn't charge you. He makes sure that his time is correct. He's very honorable in that respect, and that's beautiful. Are we honorable in that respect? When we are supposed to be doing our work for a company, for instance, do we take time and have a long lunch hour and charge the company for it? No. Oftentimes we do that. Do we go and have a potty break and have diarrhea and charge the company for our diarrhea, you know? I mean, it sounds silly. Well, who would even think of things like that? But do you? Do you charge the company for your unhappiness, for your bodily problem? And you do. And you think nothing of it, because that is standard procedure. But it is the wrong standard procedure. It is not the kind of standard procedure that would make us love Brian. Brian is just totally good. Totally good. He is responsible. He is reliable. He is fantastic. We should have him listen to this. Yes. No. Bessie doesn't. But he's a great guy. Now, what makes him a great guy is because he doesn't cheat. He doesn't cheat. He doesn't do things on our time that are his responsibility. And he thinks nothing of taking his pickup truck and running over and buying some trees to plant in our yard. And I said, Brian, don't do that. I said, take our pickup truck. He said, oh, okay. No. I said, you know that. I have told you that. When you're doing something for us, take our pickup truck. Now, if you want to move your body from one part of the property to the other, and you're using your truck because you want to have your music with you and stuff like that, well, then that's your business, you know. But use our pickup truck, because that's what it's there for. It's to do jobs here. And he drives well. He's responsible. He's a person you can depend on. But the thing is, he has such a fabulous attitude. If we could all just watch him and learn without making him nervous. But watch him and learn how he handles things, because he is such a delightful fellow. A delightful fellow. And I come up to him and I said, well, Brian, how are you doing today? He gives me a big old smile. Great. And I said, are you having fun? He said, of course. He said, when I'm here on this property, I can only have fun. You won't allow me to do anything else. And I said, that's right. And I said, and when you leave this property and go anywhere else, all you're allowed to have is fun, too. I said, do you have fun with your son? Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Do you have fun with your girlfriend? Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And I said, well, see, you have fun more ways than you think about. You have fun when you go visit your dad? Sometimes, yes. And you have fun when you visit your mom? That's all right, you know. But you see, oh, yes. Talk about his girlfriend. Oh, yes. Talk about his son. Because those are his loves. Those are his heart's joy. Now, unhappiness does not belong to me. unhappiness certainly doesn't belong to Brian. Perhaps it does. Maybe he hides it. Maybe he hides those things. But he does a very beautiful job. He does a very beautiful job. He does not come to work with his problems. The dogs sometimes recognize his problems and bark at him because they feel that he has some deep hurt in his heart and he hasn't been able to release it. They don't want to bite him. They don't want to hurt him, but they want him to let it go. Let it go, they say to him, you know. And they want to jump all over him. And they want to bark and bark and bark, especially Button, you know. And of course, love follows suit because love just is a copycat. But Brian is not afraid of the dogs. But he has some little hurt in his heart. Now, you see, unhappiness does not belong to you or me, but sometimes it belongs to these people who have such a wonderful attitude, such a wonderful feeling about themselves, and we wonder, why is it that they would have an unhappiness when they're such great people, you know? They're such really fantastic people. Why would they have something that made them unhappy? Now, think about it. Why do you ever have anything that makes you unhappy? You have things in your life that make you unhappy when you don't fulfill promises you make. You have made agreements to do things, like with your company, you know, with your customers. And you said, oh, sure, we can do that. And then all of a sudden, things happened and you couldn't. And you contact them and say, well, things happen, I can't do it, I'm sorry, you know. And they say, you know, we depended on that. And they say, well, that's all right. We know you did your best. But instantly, you contact them and let them know. You don't hope they won't notice this, that you're a week late. They won't, they won't notice that you're not on time with these things. You instantly contact them. And when you instantly contact them, then you have made a happy relationship because you have not told them your problem, but you have told them that you are honorable in wanting to fulfill the promises that you made. You want to fulfill the promises you made. And if you do or you don't, that's not the point. What is the point is that you stood up behind your promises. And because you couldn't fulfill them, okay, you couldn't fulfill them. Nobody's going to kill you because you didn't fulfill them. They're going to kill you because you don't let them know that you can't fulfill them. That's what it's about. I know Ray, my brother, he said, Herb, I have some bulbs for you for the iris. I said, super! He said, now the gardener dug them all out, and they're all out in the shed. And then I called him up one day. I said, Ray, can we come up and get them? No, he was feeling bad. And I said, okay. And so then they called him a week later. Josh, why haven't you come up here? They're waiting for you. Why haven't you come, you know? And I didn't say to him, why, you big faker, you know, what's the idea of making me think that you didn't want me to come up there, you know, that I was intruding in your world and stuff like that, you know, by saying, no, I didn't say that. I just said, hey, okay. I drove up there, and we had a great talk, and he told me they were in the garden shed, and so I picked them up the next morning, put them in the truck that I brought along, and we talked until about 10 o'clock, and then he went to bed, and he doesn't get up early. Well, you know me, I get up early, and for me to sit around doing nothing, getting up early, even just to take a walk around his park, is not all exciting. And so I say, Ray, forget about my breakfast, you just sleep in however long you want, and thank you very much, and I'll be on my way before you get up in the morning. He says, okay, Herb, that's fine, you just do it. You know, you're always welcome here, you know, so, you know, that's all. That's all that matters. And Dave said, Herb, I'm so glad you came. Oh, Herb, it's so wonderful to have you here. You know, Herb, you know, you don't know what it means to us. You know, thank you very much, Dave. But, you know, and then I get up in the morning. They're both still sleeping, you know. And I brush my teeth and get ready to go and take off. But I don't bother going in and saying, bye, you know, so I wake them. If you're going to wake them, then have breakfast. But you see, then I leave. And I go to a nearby Denny's and have a nice little omelet and get on my way. And it makes it very nice. Ray wants to make me a nice breakfast and do all these good things. But, you see, unhappiness doesn't belong to me. Not that his breakfasts are unhappy. But you have to wait and wait and wait while he does these things. And for me, I like to come like a windstorm and say, hi, how you doing? Love you. You know, wish you the best. And then, poof, off I go in the morning. I get up when I'm at Ray's house or anybody else's. And as I slide out of my sleeping bag, I just roll it right up and stick it right in its bag. And I get dressed and get all set. And by the time 2 or 3 minutes have passed, I'm in the car and gone, you know. Because, you know, I don't need time for anything else. I have everything laid out the night before where it should be, so I know right where it is. And it's just wonderful, you know. It's the way to fly. Because unhappiness does not belong to me. I don't need to have unhappiness in my life. And unhappiness is when you are delayed. And when, now all I had to do is say to Ray, so I'll take off in the morning and see you. He's fine, Herb. Glad to have you anytime you want to come. Now, that's the way it should be. I shouldn't have to protocol, wait until I get up, have breakfast with them, and then meanwhile 10 o'clock comes, you know. And I could be home by then and doing other things and, you know, working my fanny off with other projects that I love. But happiness, unhappiness just doesn't belong to me. It has no part in my life. And it's because I let people know where I stand. I let people know what I'm doing. Like when I was visiting May while she was doing her swan song, I said to May, well, love, you just have a wonderful day. I love you. I see you whole and perfect. Take care. She said, are you leaving? I said, no, I'm leaving in my body, but my mind and heart are still here with you, thinking lovely thoughts about you. Oh, okay, you know. And so then I took off and she was happy. But that's the truth. That's the truth. My mind and heart were with her, seeing her wonderful and seeing her happy. And I visit with T and Linda, and as I visit with them, when it's time for me to go, I say, well, you guys, you're just wonderful hosts. Thank you so much. I'll see you next time. Oh, you got to leave a car for you? Yes, I'm taking off, so see you later. Bye-bye. Yeah, bum, bum. Yeah. No extras, no Swiss goodbye. Goodbye, 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 goodbye. I drop people at the airport. I do not like to go in and see them off on the plane. It's just a sitting there goodbying, you know. And they're all ready for their flight, you know. They're all ready for their trip. And when people come to pick me up, I like to pick them up at the curb and away we go, you know. Go to the nearest Denny's and have an omelet. Even if you have something for on the plane, you know, because it's never the same when you're sitting at Denny's or someplace like that, or Coco's or what have you, and you have a lovely omelet. You're relaxed. You got a big table in front of you. You got all sorts of nice, relaxing experiences. It's great. And so unhappiness just doesn't belong to me, and I don't think it belongs to you either, does it? You're wonderful. I love you. Have yourself a wonderful day, and just know that I'm always there in your heart, loving you, accepting you just the way you are, because I accept me just the way I am. So, this thing doesn't want to go